Welcome to Profiles in Valor, stories of decorated men and women serving in today's military. And now from the American Veterans Center, Dan Brosnan.
Our guest this week is Major Matthew, United States Army Special Forces and recipient of the Bronze Star. Because of his rank and status as a Special Forces officer, we will be withholding the Major's full name for the purpose of this interview. Major Matthew, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me on, Danny.
Major, tell us a bit about how you came to join the Special Forces and your service leading up to your deployment in Afghanistan.
Yeah, I guess I kind of, growing up, always wanted to join the military. I was commissioned in 1999 as a infantry officer and spent my initial days as an infantryman out of Fort Lewis, Washington. And then I went to the Special Forces Qualification Course, and following that, I moved on to the 3rd Special Forces Group, and that's kind of where I spent the majority of my Special Forces time at.
Major, as much as you can disclose, could you share with us a little bit what the Special Forces training involves and how it's superior to basic training?
I guess the biggest thing is the Special Forces training is kind of what we call the pipeline is very similar to a basic training type environment. They bring us in, and after we're selected and chosen to continue along, after the initial selection, we're chosen to continue along in the Special Forces pipeline, and they teach us the basics of what it's like to be a Special Forces operator. And they, depending on our own abilities, they break us up into different specialties, and some guys are taught a lot about weapons, and some guys are taught a lot about engineering, and then we have our medical NCOs. We go through extensive medical training, and then we have our communication specialists that keep the SF teams in contact with higher headquarters that sometimes maybe thousands of miles away.
And which specialty were you assigned with when you were in Special Forces?
I'm a Special Forces Detachment Commander. So I'd be one of the leading officers on the team, and my job is just to know enough about all of the different specialties to be able to employ them properly.
Well, Major, today we would like to discuss the actions that took place over a 20-day period where and first, if you would please, talk about your arrival in Afghanistan and a little bit about that 120-day period following a helicopter crash and, how that experience was for you, and was it what you expected when you went to Afghanistan?
We actually came into Afghanistan on that rotation from, we were on a mission in a different country at the time, and things kind of changed for us. We were expecting to go to one area, and we were told that we were going to go to a different area based on mission necessities. And we moved into that area, and we linked up with another Special Forces team that was in a remote location, and we just started working with the local Afghan army that was there. There was approximately 20 Afghan soldiers there, and with them we'd go out and meet with the local village and the village elders and basically conduct an assessment of what the area needed, what the village wanted and what they needed. And we worked with them to kind of legitimatize the government of Afghanistan, to build it up so that the government was responsive to the people's needs. And I guess the incident that you're referring to with the helicopter crash, we flew into a valley, and the helicopter went down that we were in. We had a few casualties. Nobody was killed, but there was some, especially my medic, the only medic that I had on the mission was injured pretty severely. And then we had to fly him and myself out and a couple of the other injured and take them back to a larger medical facility for treatment. So
now, was that medic that was injured the only medic that was with you with your detachment at the time?
Yes, sir. He was. He was the only medic we had on the team, and he had a broken arm, a broken clavicle, 3 broken ribs, and a punctured lung. But the interesting thing about it is these Special Forces medics are so well trained that even though he's laying there with a punctured lung, he talked us through all the different assessments that we'd have to do on him to help him treat himself. And, you know, the training that he had given us prior to going into Afghanistan really paid off, because as he was kind of floating in and out of consciousness, you know, he had kind of come to and check on us to make sure that we were doing the right thing. So it paid off for us.
Major, what was your reaction when you were told that you would be awarded the Bronze Star? What memories did it bring back from Afghanistan, and what did you think about when you were informed of that you'd be a recipient of this prestigious award?
Well, I think the biggest thing that keeps in line is that, you know, I didn't really do anything overly special. It was the people that I was working with on my team and the guys that we met out on the ground in Afghanistan. There's thousands of soldiers across the Army that are out there doing great things, and not all of them get recognized for the great things that they're doing, but they're still out there doing good things for our country and doing good things for the government of Afghanistan.
Well, Major, as a Special Forces soldier, you are trained to live off the land and win the hearts and minds of the locals in foreign countries. Do you believe that your group was able to achieve this when you were during your service in Afghanistan?
Yes, I definitely think so. I mean, the more that we're out there with the locals, the more they learn to trust us, and the more we understand the situation that they're living under in Afghanistan, the more we're able to help them. And Special Forces, we do a pretty good job of staying in tune with what the local situation is in any particular area.
And Major, what are your plans in the future with the Army? Do you continue to plan, or do you plan to stay with Special Forces and serve in that unit, or do you have other plans for your immediate future?
No, I definitely plan to stay in. There's experiences that you can get in Special Forces along with the training that are indispensable, and the past experiences that I've had in Special Forces, I don't think that you could replicate those anywhere else.
Well, Major Matthew of the United States Army Special Forces and Bronze Star recipient, thank you for your service.
Profiles in Valor is produced by the American Veterans Center and Radio America. To hear more profiles, subscribe on iTunes or visit www.americanveteranscenter.org.